Turn in your Bibles, please, to Isaiah chapter 58 as we look at God's chosen fast. So if you grab a pew Bible, it's on page 747, and we will lift off in Isaiah 58. Shout with the voice of a trumpet blast. Shout aloud. Don't be timid. Tell my people Israel of their sins. God tells Isaiah. He says, I want you to holla. He says, I want you to seriously, don't just be sheepish about what I want to tell people. And here's what he says in verse 2. He says, they act so pious. I'm reading it to you in a New Living Translation. You can read it in the ESV or whatever Bible you have. Note how the difference in the angles of language, but it's all the same stuff. Tell them their sins, yet they act so pious, it says in verse 2. They come to the temple every day and seem delighted to learn all about me. They act like a righteous nation that would never abandon the laws of God. They ask me to take action on behalf, pretending they want to be near me. Verse 3, we've fasted before you, they say. Why aren't you impressed? We have been very hard on ourselves and you don't even notice it. I will tell you why I respond, says God. It's because you're fasting to please yourselves. Even while you fast, you keep oppressing your workers. Verse 4 says, what good is fasting when you keep on fighting and quarreling? This kind of fasting will never get you anywhere with me. Verse 5 says, you humble yourselves by going through the motions of penance, bowing your heads like reeds bending in the wind. You dress in burlap sacks. You cover yourself with ashes. Is this what you call fasting? Do you really think this pleases the Lord? So God's a little bit down on these people fasting at this point. In verse 6, here's what he says. He goes, no, this is the kind of fasting I want. Listen, this is the kind of fasting God wants. Free those who are wrongly imprisoned. Lighten the burden of those who work for you when you're fasting. Let the oppressed go free. Remove the chains that bind people. Share your food with the hungry and give shelter to the homeless and give clothes to those who need them and do not hide from relatives who need your help. 6 and 7 is the fast that God wants. Lightening burdens, freeing those, taking chains off, giving shelter, sharing, giving clothes. That's the fasting that God calls for. That's not giving up TV or sweeties. If you draw near to me, draw near to me by doing the other things that I've already said is important to do. And look, it says in verse 8, it says, then your salvation will come like the dawn and your wounds will quickly heal. God promised that. This is the fast I want. Then your salvation will come and your wounds will heal. Your godliness will lead you forward and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Then, when you call, the Lord will answer, yes, I am here. He will quickly reply. He goes back into something that about a good fasting at the second half of verse 9. Remove the heavy yoke of oppression. And then stop, and this is a negative thing, stop doing this negative thing. Stop pointing your finger and spreading vicious rumors. When you're fasting, when you're seeking me, don't be that person who points your finger and spreads vicious rumors. Rumors that hurt, rumors that ruin lives. Feed the hungry and help those in trouble. So God's really clear. I think that you get it at this point. He continues in verse 10. He says, then your light will shine out of darkness. Do you want Alva Baptist Church to be a city on a hill that cannot be hidden? And you won't let Satan blow it. I'm going to let it shine, right? Well, fasting like this, fasting not quitting television, fasting not going on a diet when it's Lent, but fasting drawing near to God and fasting stopping your sin, that sort of fasting will cause your light to shine out from the darkness. And the darkness around you will be as bright as noon. The Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you're dry and restoring your strength, and you will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. Do you like that? Do you like that? Imagine that. You know, you ever travel in a dry place and you see that there's like a green line through any desert and it's where the water is? So I draw your attention to Psalm 1 for future reference and meditation. And Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 7 and 8, well watered. This is a promise of God for people who are fasting, drawing near to Him, who are giving up sin, and who, in turning away from the stuff that distracts, are engaging with the things God calls us to actually be about. So if you give up food, give your food away. Yeah. If you give up television, the time that you now have, how are you using that to draw near to God? See, I'm not down on how people choose to fast. I'm saying, when you fast, do you fast, aside from just giving up? And I'm drawing from the scripture with this message. I didn't pick this scripture because I want to say this thing to the church. When Jesus is fasting and we look at fasting, this is what scripture says about fasting. People fasting, people drawing near to God, it says in verse 12, some of you will rebuild the deserted ruins of your cities. Alva Baptist Church, we should be planting churches over there in Tullabody where there's 10,000 souls and a parish church and a Roman Catholic church that are dimly attended. There's no Baptist witness over that way. And there's lots over to our left and to the south. I would love to see us to be restorers of the breach, to be made known as rebuilder of walls and restorer of homes. And then look what he says in verse 13 of Isaiah chapter 15.